Bobby said a prayer and said, I accept Jesus in my heart. They're not following after him. They're not sacrificing their flesh daily. Crucify the flesh with its affections and lusts. So that's the mark that you're born of God, is that holiness and obedience. And it's not sealed. It's not locked up. You can still lose it. You have to endure every day like a marriage. It's a covenant. We're in a covenant with God. We have to faithfully work at that covenant every single day and work and work and work. And there's a lot of works involved. It does. Our works won't save us, but they are a part in our covenant. Like, we have to do our part in the covenant. If we just say, Lord, I believe you saved me in my heart, but our works show that we hate him, he's going to judge us by our works. He's going to say, I see.
It's like getting married, but then never being faithful with your partner.
Yeah.
Who's going to say you're a good husband or a wife? And the church, have you gone over the church systems?
A little bit, but not
really. The church systems are full of compromise. They become a big business. I don't care which one. Baptist, non-denominational, Catholic, evangelical. We don't belong to a church system. When you are standing before God on Judgment Day, no Baptist, no Lutheran, no Pentecostal church is going to save you. In fact, it's actually going to damn you. You know why? You know why? What? Why do you think it's going to damn you?
Well, it's a man-made thing, but, you know, but the whole principle of it is that if he didn't use it, how would he bring more people in?
Well, he brings people in via the biblical gospel. I would offer to you that America is the... Would you say America is a corrupt, perverted nation?
I would say the world is.
Okay, how about America?
But then when I look at America, look at the benefits that we do.
Not the benefits.
Freedom. No, wait, because there's the freedom of speech.
You got a nation.
Wasn't the freedom of speech, you can die.
Yep, but you got a nation of abortion. You got a nation approving LGBT. It's 250 years evidence of man-made faulty, false religion. And the whole key is, Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. How can you be a Baptist when they keep a bunch of lies if you're supposed to worship in truth?
Well, man-made things. Because when we talk about that, then that's what we call bylaws.
That's called what?
Bylaws.
Yeah, but that's outside of God's word. It's a tradition of man in Mark 7. What does Jesus tell us in Mark 7, brother?
It voids your worship of God. If you worship God using man-made traditions, it voids your worship.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
so
true.
You can't be of the world. You got to come out. That's why we're here. You got to come out of the world, and you got to be, honestly, ask yourself.
I like that right there, what you put right there, because that's a key word.
Well, it is. Oh, wait. See, here's the thing. We ask Americans, did you wake up today and your first thought on your mind was, Christ, his shed blood that saves me, redeems me, I'm going to obey God and serve him today. If that's not your first thought, and then if you don't live that out every day and go, all right, what am I doing today? What am I doing today with my life? How am I serving the kingdom of God? I'm just going through serving my flesh. Super Bowl just went by. That used to be me. That's all flesh. It's all entertainment. It's all carnality. And you got men like Mahomes and Purdy going, we're Christians, and they're kneeling in the end zone. You think God, in his holy, holy, holy righteousness, cares anything about the worldly, carnal, pagan football? Please tell me no.
No.
No, he does not. And so this makes a mockery of God. And so you must become a child of God, and that removes you from the ways of the world.
I agree with that.
And if that hasn't happened, you truly aren't born again, or you're just being rebellious.
Right. It comes down to the two kingdoms, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Satan. And like I said, we're all born into the kingdom of Satan. We have to be reborn into the kingdom of God, born again by the Holy Spirit. When you're born into the kingdom of God, you're living for the kingdom of God.